50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And what's cooking? Brought to you by your local Pittsburgh insurance agent, local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Bob, you're the only one of us three who would ever be in this position.
Did I say it?
Yeah.
Little earth, wind, and fire, good for your soul.
It is.
We all could use some soul food. We all could use some soul food, especially on a Monday like this when...
I don't think you can take any food the way your stomach is going.
I can't. I'm not doing... There's going to be no food probably for the rest of the day. There's going to be probably... I'm going to have another episode where I'm going to try an OD on Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah, I would drink some more of that if I were you. I think you're doing well. We appreciate you gutting this out. No pun intended today.
Listen, 10, the first break was like whatever time it was. I was like, okay, I'm checking out. I'm going to, and then I was like, no, I'm going to endure. Let me see if I can make it to 11.
And then I got to
noon and I was like, you know what? I'm here. I might as well just finish this as the best I can do. And
this is like the Kellen Winslow game all those years ago in Miami. Remember that? They had to pull him off the field, Bob?
The flu game.
The Chargers
one? The Jordan flu game and the Chargers game. And there's been a number.
How about Byron Leftwich? Bob and I carried you down the hallway during the one segment.
Who was the Knicks guy?
Willis Reed. Yeah. This was historic. Can you imagine Paul turning down $90 million? It looks like Stephen A. Smith is doing just that. He wants $25 million annually, reportedly, and they're only offering $18 million a year.
Let me preface this by saying this. I root for every journalist, broadcaster, commentator, whatever, to get every single dollar they can possibly get. So what I'm saying is, great for him. I'm happy for him.
But it doesn't necessarily trickle down like it does in the NFL.
If you get one, but my point is, if you say what I'm about to say, people say, "Oh, you're just jealous." That being said, I have no idea why anybody thinks he's worth that. He obviously must be, but to me, I just don't. I've never got it. And the thing is, for a while, it was kind of charming, his shtick or whatever you want to call it. But he's just become, like, over the last 5 to 7 years, just a total blowhard, like Skip Bayless. Like, some of these guys, it's like, why does anybody pay these guys?
Well, I'll give him credit because he's a workaholic. I know that. And he goes to a lot of things, and he has very strong opinions, which I guess – and, you know, listen, they would not be offering that money if they were losing money. They're making money. Just like in the NFL, like, now. You see all the – Brady is – is Brady worth $38 million? I'll say yes. Because Fox believes he'll bring in.
Here's us three. Has there been one game in your lifetime that you said, I'm going to tune in because of who's broadcasting it?
No, but this is different because this is opinion-based.
I get that, but you're talking about Brady. I'm talking about, like, all this money they're paying color commentators or whatever. Like, if it was somebody other than Tom Brady. I mean, there's so many times I'm watching the game, I forget who he's even talking about.
No, and I think there's a lot to that. The game will sell. If Tom Brady is in the booth for a game between Arizona and, who else? Cleveland, and Cleveland stinks, and they both stink.
But
I don't think it matters.
My thing is,
he'll never be in for a game like that.
It's just like Pat McAfee. I don't get it.
I don't get
it. Again, maybe I'm not the.
But they're bringing in money. They must be.
But let me ask you something. If someone offered you $18 million a year and you're turning it down,
if I could get 25, yeah.
That's the thing.
How about if they say no to that?
He obviously
you don't think
has
he'll get
leverage.
Money elsewhere?
He obviously has leverage, or he wouldn't be turning that down. And he, you know, might be a ploy where they say, okay, how about if we come up to $22 million? And then, okay, well, I'll settle with that. I don't begrudge anybody.
No, I don't either.
In any
if you
profession,
have a chance to get it, get it.
Get their money, go get paid. I have no problem with that. My point is, and maybe I'm just not the target demographic. Pat McAfee, Stephen A. Smith.
Skip Bayless. All of them.
Shannon Sharp, even. I don't get any of it. I just don't understand why these guys, like, anybody really wants to watch that nonsense.
I mean, they're really not doing things much different than we are.
No, but they're yelling.
It's hot takes. So are we.
Takes.
Yeah, but
right.
We don't do hot takes, though.
We don't?
I don't believe we do. That. We don't say I don't say outrageous things just to be outrageous. Do you?
No, but we have. I mean, it depends on how you define.
Do they have to be outrageous? Does every day have to figure it outrageous?
That's what. But that's what they have to be, is outrageous. You know. Now, Pat McAfee.
They had a topic. I just noticed the same topic we had. Who's your MVP? Is it Connor McDavid or? And they had some sort of debate.
Pat McAfee, I will say this, has sort of come back to earth a little bit. You know, he was being. He was way over the top, but now if you watch his show, it's kind of innocuous. But like Stephen A. Smith has always been the forefront of, if I yell the loudest and I'm the most animated and I say the most crazy things, people will pay attention to me. I've never, ever approached, you know, I never approached this job like that, ever.
But you can get to that level.
Oh, of course. When I'm like
Joe started on a rant today.
Right, but he really believes that. And what he was, you know what I'm saying?
So you're telling me that you don't think they believe half these takes?
No, or they don't even know what they're talking about. They just, you know, like there's the one day he was screaming and yelling about something, and he had like six facts wrong in his rant. But it doesn't matter because it was a funny rant and went viral and people loved it.
We have to go.
Bye, Joe.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a nice time golfing today. I look forward to you breaking 80.